It's a beautiful Sunday morning here at Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for this hour. In recent court proceedings, Brian Gordon Belcher entered a no-contest plea to one count of unlawful possession of a firearm in a vehicle or motorized boat. This plea was accepted by the court, resulting in the dismissal of the original felony charges. The decision to plead no contest was made to avoid potential civil liability. The case stemmed from an incident on March 12th when a parole compliance check was conducted at a residence in Sebring Township in Huron County. During a search, a .38 caliber handgun loaded with four rounds was discovered in an unlocked safe within a bedroom occupied by Mr. Belcher. Authorities identified Mr. Belcher as a prohibited person from owning firearms due to his existing probation or parole status. For his plea, the court imposed a sentence consisting solely of fines and costs, totaling $765, with no community service or jail time. Additionally, Mr. Belcher is required to forfeit the seized firearm and ammunition to the investigating agency. All outstanding fines and costs are due within 30 days, due by June 30th. A deadly shooting following a post-prom gathering in Saginaw has renewed concerns about large unsanctioned events in the city. 17-year-old Dion Wiley, a senior at Saginaw High School, was shot and killed early Friday morning outside a convenience store just hours before he was scheduled to receive his diploma. Authorities say the shooting occurred as a large crowd gathered near the store after the Saginaw United prom. A memorial continues to grow near the scene as classmates and community members remember Wiley. His graduation ceremony went on Tuesday at the Dow Event Center, where students honored their fallen classmate. Police say officers had already responded to the area because of the crowd and were conducting a traffic stop nearby when a gunfire erupted. The incident comes as city officials prepare for upcoming unsanctioned outdoor gatherings being promoted on social media. Saginaw police say events such as the planned Freaknik gatherings at Memorial Park are not permitted and lack organized security, insurance, or official oversight. Residents who have experienced previous events say they are concerned about recurring violence, traffic disruptions, and public safety issues. Police are urging people to avoid attending unauthorized gatherings and say additional patrols will be deployed in the anticipation of the events. Investigators continue to pursue leads in the shooting and are working to identify and arrest those responsible for Wiley's death. And the United States Postal Service is reminding dog owners to take precautions after more than 5,200 postal employees were attacked by dogs last year. As part of its annual safety campaign, the USPS is encouraging its customers to secure pets before mail is delivered. Recommendations include keeping dogs behind closed doors, ensuring gates and doors are latched, and using leashes when pets are outside. Postal officials also advise residents not to accept mail directly from carriers while dogs are present, since animals may perceive the interaction as a threat. According to the USPS data, Los Angeles recorded the highest number of reported dog attacks on mail carriers with 70 incidents, followed by Dallas with 50 and Denver with 45. Houston and Chicago rounded out the top five. On a statewide basis, California led the nation with 673 reported attacks, followed by Texas with 358, and Ohio with 287. New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Florida, Missouri, Michigan, and Indiana are also ranked among the states with the highest number of incidents. Postal Service officials say preventing injuries requires cooperation between carriers and customers, noting that even familiar pets can behave unpredictably and that simple safety measures can help reduce the risk of those kinds of attacks. And we'll return right after this.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
Welcome back. We have more news for you. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, alongside the U.S. Department of Treasury's Office of Tribal and Native Affairs, announced a joint educational campaign to stimulate economic development. The agencies are launching a four-part National Tribal Economies webinar series designed to improve access to capital and boost housing developments within Indian Country. The first session is scheduled to begin on June 17th. The webinars will bring together financial experts, tribal leaders, and regulatory officials to analyze strategies such as tax credit financing, regional participation loans, and bond issuance. By educating stakeholders on utilizing new markets tax credits and low-income housing tax credits, the federal initiative hopes to remove historic barriers to prevent private investment and expand the presence of financial institutions within tribal communities. Israeli Defense Minister Katz confirmed that the military forces have taken control of the historic medieval Beaufort Castle Ridge situated in southern Lebanon. The capture of the strategic high ground near the city of Nabateh occurred during expanded ground maneuvers crossing the Litania River. That marks a deep territorial incursion into that region. The military operational expansion is aimed at securing dominant ridge to defend northern communities and establish visual command over the rugged terrain. The area had previously been the site of intense exchanges of fire between Israeli forces and Hezbollah units operating within the surrounding border villages. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. We'll return right after this for a look at our precision weather forecast with Steve Adamson.
Riding along in my automobile.
That's right, you could be riding away in your brand new automobile because it is car giveaway season once again. Thumb Broadcasting, as we do every year, will be giving away another vehicle this summer, this time a 1990 Chevy Corvette, bright red exterior with a gray leather interior, with a 4-speed automatic transmission, custom alloy wheels, pop-up headlights, and even a removable tint glass roof. This is one hot ride you definitely want to win. So if you'd like your chance to drive away with the 1990 Chevy Corvette, then listen for your chances to enter to win on Cruise 102.1 FM, the Doc Rock and Lake Shaken Station, and AM 1340, the Thumb's Hottest Country Music, as well as by entering at local participating venues, so shop local this summer. No purchase is necessary in order to enter at the venues, but you must be 18 years of age or older to enter.